From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. A little over a month after it suspended operations, the Arkansas Repertory Theater is assessing its next steps following an outpouring of support. KUAR's Daniel Breen has more.
Last April, fans of live theater in Central Arkansas got bad news. After 42 years, the Arkansas Repertory Theater, known as The Rep, canceled its final show of the season and laid off two-thirds of its staff. Board members cited mounting property debt and falling ticket sales as reasons for the decision. But now, in the words of longtime Rep staffer and board chair Ruth Shepard, what initially looked like a curtain call for the theater now seems like more of a brief intermission. Shepard, along with other Rep leaders, gave an update on the theater's campaign at Little Rock's Clinton School of Public Service.
What we are working to do is to build a theater that is three things: professional, affordable to patrons, and sustainable. Everything else is on the table about what the reinvented Rep will look like. But you can expect that it will be smaller, more intimate, and community-centric.
Perhaps most significant, Shepard announced the theater would sell its Peachtree Apartments building, a move she says will erase half of the theater's property debt. The theater had used the apartments to house visiting actors in the past. In addition, a series of community meetings, some exclusively for actors and staff, will be held over the summer. Shepard says it's integral to get input from potential audience members as to what they would want out of a Rep show.
We've tried to be all things to all people when it comes to theater. And we know that one person's favorite production will be anathema to somebody who's sitting on the very same row.
Though the theater still holds its Main Street facility for now, Shepard says to expect a move to smaller style theater productions. Stephanie Jackson is a frequent Rep patron.
This gives the Rep an opportunity to show the community what it's got. What are we made? What is the Rep made of? What does it stand for? And what are we going to do that's going to bring people into the theater and keep people coming back?
For now, the Rep is just $150,000 shy of erasing its operating debt. Shepard says a more concrete plan going forward is expected by mid-August. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.